This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We broadcast across the nation where we are nationally syndicated on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we can be heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, too, don't forget that our 911 dispatchers also count in the mix. We thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yep, the candlestick makers, the maintenance janitorial workers, the security workers, those people working construction projects at night, also to our truck stop waitresses pouring the coffee for the truckers, and to our convenience store clerks, too, thank you for the job you do. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on that USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun of Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, we're going to start this hour with the national anthem. Those who defend us, keeping us free and safe, our military men and women, and to our Coast Guard men and women, a job well done. We've got a couple of very large Coast Guard stations. One's one of the largest air stations the Coast Guard has right here in our backyard in Clearwater, and of course our sailors that are here too, and of course CENTCOM's in my backyard as well. Now, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes, and it will change again, right? So I have another statement that's just come in from the National Weather Service, and this is some real serious stuff, folks, especially if you're up north. So here we go. Got to let everybody know about it, the truckers and everybody that's traveling headed up into the upper Midwest, as well as anywhere north of, let's say, Atlanta. And by the way, also upstate New York, or maybe you're going up north to Pittsburgh towards Erie or somewhere up there. But here we go. Potentially record-setting Arctic air mass is poised to plunge through the central and eastern United States later this weekend. The coldest air mass of the 2019 winter season, with huge below-zero temperatures, some with wind chills that will affect and exceed 40 degrees below zero, is expected to plunge through the central and eastern United States late this weekend and into early next week. Now, this is potentially record-setting. Cold temperatures will be possible over the northern plains, the Great Lakes region with wind chill values, again, exceeding 40 degrees below zero. Heavy snow and hazardous travel are also possible Sunday into Monday. Now, the snow is in the northern part of Michigan as the lake effect machine has kicked in. There's also some snow in the northeastern part, extreme northeastern part of Wisconsin tonight. And, of course, in New York State, we have the snow in the lee shore of Lake Ontario. We also have snow out there, again, winter storm warning, too, from Ripley to Buffalo. So it's there in the mix, and it's just going to be an interesting weekend as that freezing cold weather drops down across the central part of the U.S. Now, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and more than likely Kentucky and the mountains of Maryland may even get down into the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina. You are going to have some just absolutely brutal temperatures as the weekend moves on. Now, going out west, let's take a little trip, if you will. Out I-10, out of Florida, we'll go all the way west to the west coast. I don't see anything to bother you, all the way to Los Angeles. And I-8 the same way, coming out of Arizona into San Diego, I don't see anything to bother you. I-40, okay, let's go up on I-40 from the east to the west. The only thing to bother you would be a little rain, western part of Tennessee as you get over towards Memphis, Jackson, Tennessee west, I see some rain. Other than that, you're going to have clear sailing all the way out, all the way to Barstow. Now, I-70, you're looking good going across, except for the cold temperatures. When you get out into the Denver area, west of Denver, you will have some snow as you climb out of Denver going up towards Eisenhower. I-80, you'll have some snow possibly later in the day coming across the Ohio Turnpike in Ohio. You may see a little bit of it in that northwestern quadrant of Indiana as you get up closer to Chicago. You will probably see some as you get out into Nebraska, in the western part of Nebraska. There is some snow in Wyoming, so you will see some there, but it's just merely some light snow. And other than that, looking good out west. In the meantime, if you're running up north on I-90 or I-94 in any of the extreme northern states, be careful. It's going to be absolutely brutally cold. So be prepared. Coming right back with more to Captain's America, Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. Well, it's going to be a race now to see who can out-tax who. Elizabeth Warren is planning to propose a wealth tax on some of the richest Americans out there, Americans with more than $50 million in assets. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to go about accounting for this. I'm really not. I don't know how it's possible. You're going to see a lot of people go ahead and start hiding their assets in charitable trusts and doing various different other things. And, I mean, how do you weigh this? I mean, the assets can change in valuation based upon, I don't know, stock market, various different things that's going on. I don't know how they're going to go about applying this. I really don't. But, again, it's a race. Who can tax more? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Today, I'm going to start with a question, so listen up. Are you in pain? Or if not you, do you know someone who is? Dr. Janet's formula is a fast-acting glucosamine cream that provides relief on contact for those nagging aches and pains in your joints, neck, back, shoulders, wrists, hands, and knees, basically anywhere it hurts. And the best part is, it's odorless, greaseless, and it won't stain. So you can use this every day, even under your best clothes. Dr. Janet's Extra Strength Glucosamine Pain Relief Formula is guaranteed to be safe and effective, or your money back. And when you call today, you will not be enrolled in one of those automatic delivery programs. This is a one-time order. You can try it and see for yourself how well this works. So again, the number to call is 1-800-212-4787. And I'll give that to you one more time. You ready? It's 1-800-212-4787.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and by the way, there is no better time than to get a quote right now from your local GEICO insurance agent. And you can get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, to find out more, go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com to find out more. And they are my insurance coverage carrier, so I believe in them, and I think you will too, once you get a chance to see what they're all about. Now, Gasparilla weekend is going on right now, Gasparilla Days, a big outdoor event, an all-day parade that goes on today. I can tell you right now, over there, Bay to Bay Boulevard, up around Tampa, headed towards Ybor City, if you will. All kinds of roadblocks and street closings, and you're going to have to park quite a ways away and take a shuttle or walk, whatever the case may be. But be prepared to wear some warm clothing. Now, here's why. Today, we'll have increased clouds in the Tampa Bay area with a high near 62. This morning, wind chill values will be down into the upper 30s and low 40s by daylight. The north-northeast wind will be blowing across 7 to 9 miles per hour. There is a possibility there could be some stronger gusts in the mix because Small craft will have to use caution out on the water with 3 to 5 foot seas. And normally they have quite a flotilla that comes in with the pirate ship and all that stuff. Well, they may or may not, since it's going to be so cold, not only out on the water, but with the winds. And by the way, there will be some northerly winds this morning, about 20 to 25 miles an hour with 3 to 5 foot seas with a moderate chop. And there's some boats that won't be able to take that. So I'm just warning you as to what's going on out there. Now, tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low about 48. It won't be quite as cold. North-northeast winds about 8 miles per hour. And then Sunday, there's a 90% chance of rain. So get all your stuff in today because tomorrow's going to rain. High tomorrow will be about 57 degrees in the Tampa Bay area. North-northeast winds 8 to 11 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, as I said, 90%. New precipitation amounts between half and three-quarters of an inch are possible through the Tampa Bay area. So Sunday night, Monday, again, lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s. Tuesday, highs in the middle 60s, and lows Tuesday night in the 40s again. So we've got several days of this weather pattern to be prepared. But today, you want to make sure you're dressed warm to be out there with the wind chill factors in the morning, especially the little ones. Especially the little ones. Don't want them to get sick. Now, I want to continue something here. As you all know, Roger Stone got arrested yesterday. And Donald Trump signed the continuing resolution. Some people say he caved. Other people don't agree with that. Now, listen to what he has to say about the federal workers, and out of respect for them, what he did. Here we go.
What's your message to federal workers who are missing another paycheck this week?
I love them. I respect them. I really appreciate the great job they're doing. Many of those people that are not getting paid are totally in favor of what we're doing because they know the future of this country is dependent on having a strong border, especially a strong southern border, because we have tremendous violence and crime coming through that border. We have tremendous drugs. We have the human trafficking. We have MS-13 and gangs pouring through those borders. And if we don't strengthen those borders, we're going to have a big problem in the future. One of the people I blame is myself, because the economy is so strong right now, stronger than ever before. Today, right now, we have more people working in the United States than has ever worked in this country before. That's a great compliment. So I blame myself, okay? But the fact is, people come up because our country is doing so well, and they want to break through our borders. The fact is, we want them to come up. We took in more people last year legally than we have in a long time. Because we need them, because we have a lot of companies are coming into our country. So we need people coming in. I want people to come in, but they have to come in legally, and they have to come in through merit. They have to be able to help companies. And if they don't help companies, and if they don't help our country, we can't do that, folks. We just can't do that, right?
Now, the president also talked about the technology that the Democrats are pushing, the high-tech wall. Don't need a wall. You just use your drones and your satellites and this, that, and the other. Yeah, right. Listen to what the president said here.
We have to have a wall in this country. We have criminals pouring into our country. And I'm not talking about the southern border. They don't stay there. They go through it. They permeate all throughout the country, including places like Wisconsin, a lot of different places. And that's the problem. I say that we would cut our crime. You know, we're doing very well on crime rate compared to past years and past administrations. But I think our crime rate would go way down. And I know our drug rates, what's happening is the drugs are pouring in. And yes, they come through the ports of entry, but the big trucks come through areas where you don't have a wall and you have wide open spaces. We have to have the wall. You stop drugs. You stop human trafficking. I mean, human trafficking, where they tie up women and they put duct tape in their mouths and they put them in the back seat of a car or in a van They don't come through a port of entry because the people at the port of entry are going to see that. That's not like hiding drugs in the engine or in the hubcaps, and they have incredible, ingenious ideas. I mean, frankly, I've said some of these people are so genius. If they were ever legit, they'd become very rich people. But what they do is they go through the ports of entry with small stuff, but the big stuff comes through areas where you have nobody watching. I mean, you have hundreds of miles of open space, and they go out there, and they're loaded up with drugs, or they have women in the back seat of the cars with duct tape all over the place. It's a disgrace. And you don't catch them. They make a left. You don't even know the difference between Mexico and the United States. They make a left turn after they go out 20 miles, 40 miles, 5 miles in some cases and less. They make a left turn. They're in the United States. And then they do whatever they have to do. You need the wall. And we can all play games and we can all talk about technology. I know more about technology than anybody. If you don't have the wall, the technology doesn't work. First of all, the wall is based on, I mean, it's all based. Any technology works only with the wall. Not going to work otherwise. You need the wall. In fact, a lot of the technology is put on top of the wall. That's how you see it, the cameras and everything else. I mean, they literally put the technology, they fasten it to the wall. Then you have drone technology, and that's great. In terms of, what are you going to do? You're going to follow the people? First of all, once they step into the country, you know what happens, right? You know what they do. It's called, what do they call it, you know? They put one foot in our country, right? And we got them. That's it. So the drones don't help us. We have to keep it out. We have no choice but to have a wall or a barrier. And if we don't have that, it's just not going to work.
Now, you know, I've been across sections of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, right down on the border, and California, right down on the border. And in particular, in parts of Arizona and New Mexico, he's right. There's nothing there for 100 miles or so, nothing. There may be one strand of wire or two strands of wire, period. And that's strictly to keep the cattle from grazing over into Mexico, because if they get over there, or horses or whatever livestock they've got, if they get over there, they're going to wind up on somebody's table. That's what's going to happen. Now, that being said, we have no idea what goes on in these areas. What we do know is what the farmers are telling us, because they'll go out there to feed the cows or feed the horses or just to check on the fence and whatnot. They'll see groups of people coming over, 25, 50, 100, sometimes more than that. They'll get on their radios or they'll get on their phones, because in those areas, there may not be a cell tower. That's why when they talk about technology, your cell phones don't work all along that border. And by the way, if they do work, you're talking to Mexico. Mexico. Wait till you get the phone bill for that call. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go away. We got more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerTampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A 35-day partial government shutdown is over, if only for 3 weeks. President Trump signed a proposal worked out by lawmakers to keep the government open through February 15th, giving both sides time to work out a more permanent solution to the stalemate that hinges on Mr. Trump getting funding for his promised border wall. The turmoil continues in Venezuela, where opposition leader Juan Guaido isn't backing down in his demand that Nicolas Maduro step down, and Maduro digging his heels in an effort to stay in office. The death toll from a dam collapse in Brazil stands at 7, over 200 people still missing. Mining company Vale S.A. says the dam burst, sending down black brown sludge, burying a restaurant where workers were on a lunch break. The relief efforts and the rescue efforts continue. This is SRN News.
Attention, this is a special announcement to Americans struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, collection accounts, or medical bills. Call National Debt Relief right now to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. With this program, your debt balance and monthly payments may be reduced while you become debt-free in just 24 to 48 months. Avoid decades of painful minimum credit card payments and the serious consequences of bankruptcy. National Debt Relief has already helped more than 100,000 Americans become debt-free, is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and has received more than 30,000 five-star reviews. Call National Debt Relief now to speak to a certified debt relief specialist to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. There are no upfront costs, and they don't earn a penny until your debt is successfully resolved. Call 800-643-2747. 800-643-2747. That's 800-643-2747.
Decorating a light switch cover? That's a do-it-yourself. Rewiring the light switch? That's a don't-do-it-yourself. Don't take chances. Call your locally owned Mr. Sparky for any electrical repair. We always leave your home safer than we found it, and Mr. Sparky's straightforward pricing means no surprises.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Larry Elder.
I am led to believe by people who have interacted with the special counsel that we should be prepared for him to release a report that is anticlimactic. Did Donald Trump collude with the Russians? We have seen zero evidence.
And I think the president is growing confident that there's zero evidence of collusion, but he already knows he didn't collude.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, now it's time for our beach and boating forecast for our Gasparilla weekend in Tampa Bay, where we've been told as many as a million people could be in Tampa, not only downtown watching a parade, but also on the water and all those boats. Now, hear this. Those of you getting ready to go out on a boat, small craft need to exercise caution today. We will have winds starting out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour, with some gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. That will cause seas to be 3 to 5 foot, possibly higher, with a moderate chop. It's going to be real chilly on the water. You can have wind chill factors in the upper 30s, low 40s on the water. Dress appropriately. The water temperature is 63 degrees. The bay water temperature is 63 degrees in the Gulf and the bay, so it's identical. Our high tide comes at 5:34 a.m., just as a lot of you will be thinking about getting that boat in the water to go follow the pirate ship when it comes into the Tampa Bay. And low tide will be at 12:03 p.m. And again, it's going to be cold on the water in Tampa Bay for the Gasparilla days. Now, this is something that a lot of people are aware about. A whole bunch of people are listening to me right now, and I just burst their cork when I talked about what the weather's going to be like. Sorry, can't help it. But for those of you that are out on a Freedom Boat today, Freedom Boat Club boat, you're probably going to have a pretty good old time, because the Freedom Boat Club boats that are coming out of the downtown area,
in Tampa, and right there along the from Ruskin on up into just above me here, Palm Harbor, Safety Harbor. You're going to have the opportunity to not have the really bad water to get into. You can kind of hug the shoreline and be all right that way. But I want you to consider a Freedom Boat Club membership. 168 locations all across the country for you. There surely is a Freedom Boat Club location near you somewhere. And right here in Florida, when you come down here to Florida, you can join down here. 855-FREEDOM is the phone number, 855-FREEDOM. You can join either the economy plan, which is the one I'm in. That's the five-day-a-week, Monday through Friday plan. Great for retirees and those who work on weekends. And if you're a veteran, you get an extra $500 on the $1,000 off on the one-time entry fee, which will save you a bunch of money there. And, of course, your first month of member dues are free, unlimited weekday usage at all their locations, and reciprocity in the whole system of 168 locations. Then they've got the standard plan, seven-day-a-week plan. Same scenario. First month of member dues free. You get rolling reservations, four at a time, and reciprocal usage anywhere in the system. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And if you just want to join for the season, if you're only here for a month or two or three, they have a seasonal plan where you can join basically by the month. But you don't get reciprocity with that, so you're going to be doing it alone, so to speak. And Major Mac is chiming in. Let's see here. Before I get to Major Mac, let me go to Uncle Rick in Bradenton. He's saying, Captain, we should appreciate the Founding Fathers' genius. An error in 1789 was a failure to require that only citizens can vote in all federal and state elections. The next amendment must enact citizen-only voting. Well, okay, but you know what it takes to get a to get an amendment through. Okay. Major Mac's in Germany. He's telling me he was in a conversation with five Germans about the wall. They think it doesn't work and use the Berlin Wall as an example. They didn't believe the 11 million illegals that are in the USA. I'm going to tell him right now it's more like 20 million, which is what we just heard. Yep, 20 million, more like 20. And this is Major Mac in Germany I'm sending a message to. So there you go. But anyway, that's him. Now, that's him again. Let's see what he just said. Only one pulled me aside and said, I agree, but he seemed to do it secretly. Didn't want anybody to know. Well, that's what's going on there. Okay. Back to the president and what he would have done differently when it comes to the State of the Union. He mentioned this yesterday, too.
Why did you decide to agree to Nancy Pelosi then?
Well, it's really her choice. I mean, I would have done it in a different location, but I think that would be very disrespectful to the State of the Union to pick some other place. I could have done it. I could have gone to a big auditorium and gotten 25,000 people in one day, and you've been there many times. But I think that would be very disrespectful to the State of the Union. So what she said I thought was actually reasonable. We'll have the State of the Union when the shutdown is over.
When do you think that's going to be?
That I can't tell you. That I can't tell you. But we have a lot of alternatives, but we need border security.
Now, this was before the agreement was reached early in the afternoon, and then the president signed the agreement, which was basically the Democrats' agreement that came from the House and Nancy Pelosi, and then the senators agreed to get that to the president for him to sign. But he also talked about the virtual invasion of our country of drugs and criminals, something that we all know is absolutely true. And I just gave you the 13 points in talking to Denise about that, which I'll go over here in just a minute. But listen to this.
Well, I have to find out after this meeting. We'll find out. But right now, Mitch McConnell's meeting with Chuck Schumer, and Steve, they'll have to see what happens. They're meeting to see if they can work out something, maybe on a temporary basis where we start. But I have, you know, we have a lot of alternatives. There are a lot of people that want this to happen. I'll tell you who wants this to happen. The military wants this to happen. Because this is a virtual invasion of our country. Of drugs, of human traffickers, of so many different things, of criminals. It's an invasion of our country. and the military wants this to happen, and the Border Patrol wants this to happen. And by the way, Border Patrol said all of the drones flying up in the air, having a lot of fun flying drones all over the place, they don't mean a thing when they look down and they see thousands of people rushing our border. The only thing that works is a strong barrier or wall.
Have you talked to Nancy Pelosi?
I have not. I haven't spoken to Nancy Pelosi. No. No, but I'm here, you know. I haven't left except for a beautiful evening in Iraq. I've been here for a long time.
All right, well, that's the president. And then he had one final other thing to say. This was all before he signed the agreement.
But the temporary spending without money for the wall. Is it just to reopen it?
Well, I wouldn't be happy with it. I wouldn't be happy. But we have a lot of alternatives, honestly. We have everybody. Look, for the most part, people agree. When I say everybody, I would say almost everybody agree. We have to have border security. We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall. I mean, we can play games and we can talk about technology. We can talk about drones flying around. You know, right now, formed is an 8,000-person caravan. And the caravan is heading our way. Congratulations. We have another one. We stopped the first one. We stopped the second one. I wouldn't say that Tijuana is too happy, but they're happily living in Tijuana right now. And a lot of them have gone back, but we stopped them. But it's very tough. And if we didn't have a wall in those areas, it would have been very hard to stop them. We have the military and we have the Border Patrol. They've done an incredible job. And ICE has done an incredible job all over the country, frankly. We've removed thousands of MS-13 and others out of our country. But if we had a wall, we wouldn't have that problem. It would be great. So we have a lot of alternatives. But I'm just honored that almost all of the Republicans voted for our bill. Our bill is the bill that we were really focused on. But we had almost all of the Republicans, so the end result was 50-47. The Democrats lost one that came over to our side. So they pretty much held, and we held. And again, we were missing two Republicans. They couldn't vote. They were not here.
Now, that's the president, and those are some things that he said before the president had the announcement of the agreement and signed the short-term continuing resolution with no border wall funding, but the promise to do it, according to Mitch McConnell, and Nancy Pelosi saying it's not going to happen, so I don't know where we're going to go. And Major Mac is sending me all kinds of pictures from Germany of some different stuff that's going on over there. Germans don't believe that we've got many as 20 million people in this country. They can't understand how we can have all these illegals. Well, how about their country? How about their country and all the illegals that are there? They can't believe that either? Probably not, right? They live in a state of denial over there, a lot of cases, state of denial. All right. Here comes the music, and we got to let you go, and we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, hang on. I'll be right back to you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll put the caller on the line, see what he has to say. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who have served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Hugh Hewitt wants the president to ask for it all.
I have a Washington Post column urging the president to go big. You know, go do everything you can. Get rid of the problem of the 10 million people without permission in the country. Keep those who can stay here. Regularize them. Build the wall. Do it all. But he needs a counter. I mean, they got to get the ice flowing, right? The ice has got to crack.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 6, right before Mike Gallagher at 9, on AM 930. The Answer.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
President Trump now says he will wait until the partial government shutdown is over before delivering a State of the Union address. Some say he's caved to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who withdrew her invitation for him to speak. So where are we in all this? 800,000 federal employees remain off work, missing a second paycheck. Sure, they'll eventually be paid, but many have bills that are due now, including mortgage or rent payments. Members of Congress get paid, but this is all about politics and their respective liberal and conservative bases. It all reminds me of a popular song from years ago. The games people play every night and every day, never saying what they mean, never meaning what they say. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. That fits the current mess in Washington, don't you think? God sits in his heaven and laughs. The rest of us put our head in our hands or tune out. It's pathetic. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And it's not uncommon for a recent graduate of National Aviation Academy to start out with a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year job in the United States. If you go overseas, it can be a six-figure salary. Check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080, and remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, to Sean in Tampa. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Captain. I mentioned before in the past that voter fraud in this country is the biggest problem we've got.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, there are 22 million illegals, which we've known for years, but everybody kept saying 10.
Yep. They didn't want to scare anybody.
Everybody should be scared because it's not just illegals in the country. the Democrats are not afraid of anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen that they can get away with Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration completely going against our Constitution, doing mm-hmm. things that they should be in prison for.
Sure.
I mean, Hillary almost became president, and look at her past and what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good God, you talk about voter fraud. I guarantee you these people aren't afraid. Look what happened with this Brenda Sykes down here in Florida. I mean, they put people in these positions where if anything, if they get caught, they just scream racism, racism, racism. It's the same old swan song every single minute of the day out of these leftists. They're traitors, for God's sakes. It's obvious. Look at how they won't fund our border protection.
Yep.
It's so blatantly obvious.
Well, they want to do it. They want to do it with virtual, but here's the deal, Sean.
That's not going to do anything.
Well, no, but let me finish here. This has to do with this company that I told everybody about in the last week called Quanergy Systems, which is the company that's right in Nancy Pelosi's home district that she wants to get the contract to. And guess what? She's an investor.
Of course she is. They're mm-hmm. a bunch of crooks.
Yep.
And Pelosi's a mega millionaire.
Yep.
And always, it doesn't matter what they are. We know what they are, but people need to talk about this all the time. If we don't get this voter thing straightened out before the next election, we're going to lose everything because the Democrats aren't afraid. They're cheating like crazy.
Yep.
I guarantee you Dana Young in Hillsborough County won the House seat, but she lost by, what, 1,000-something points? You don't think that those are fraudulent votes? I guarantee it.
I don't doubt there's not fraudulent votes in every election.
DeSantis needs to do something in this state to get this underway.
I will tell you this, Sean. DeSantis is aware of the fact that we have illegals voting in this state. He is aware of that. I don't know what he's going to do, but we need something. And by the way, we need voter ID.
Well, of course we do, but mm-hmm. it's racist. And it's not so much the illegals. I want to stress this. It's the fact that the Democrats have people that they just make up, and they have people working at the DMV. Look at these crooks. Mm-hmm. You don't think that they will go to these steps? Look at how much they lie. Look at how they hate this country and mm-hmm. its founding. The biggest people under threat in this country, I don't even want to say it because it's so bad.
I know.
But who is being persecuted in this country? Is it Hispanics? Is it blacks? Is it women? No, it's white males.
Yep.
They want us extinct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's blatantly obvious.
All right. Well, Sean, I appreciate that great call, and I got a whole bunch of people chiming in here. I want to get to time with them, and Sean, you have yourself a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Now, Dave in Indiana says, oh, the wall didn't work, huh? Well, how about the wall that was in Germany, the Berlin Wall? Didn't that work? Well, yeah, it did, Dave. A lot of people died trying to find out about it, too. And he said, that's why they took it down when the USSR, the USSR fell. No one liked that wall, but it was different. And Steve in Thailand is saying, I agree with Sean. He makes a lot of good points. You are right. And what he's saying makes sense. But here's what you got to do. You can't sit on the sidelines anymore, folks. You can't sit on the sidelines. You've got to get involved. You've got to get involved. Now, if you don't want to become a political player by joining your local party, whether or not it's Republican or Libertarian or whatever it is, even Democrats, if you don't want to get involved and become an active player in the game, then you got nothing to complain about. And for those of you that want to get involved in the game, I'm going to give you the phone number for the Congress. Now, the congressmen and women, when they come home, they have local offices. You can look them up in the phone book under Congressman whatever, and it's right there, your congressional representative. But here's the Washington, D.C. number when they're up there working, and they'll be back again Tuesday. For the House of Representatives, it's 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives. Give them your zip code, you get your congressional representative. One more time, 202-224-3121 for the House of Representatives. Now, for the Senate, the number is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That's the Senate, the switchboard there, 202-225-3121. And when you call them, tell them who you are. If you're a member of the military, tell them you're military. If you're a veteran, tell them you're a veteran. If you're a firefighter, retired or current, or active or retired, if you're a police officer, if you're a steel worker, any type of union representative, tell them. Because they have a special list, these congressional offices, where they do a little check mark in a box. Oh, the steel workers called me. Electricians union called me. So and so and so. And that's what they do. And if you're just John Q. public citizen, they'll respectfully take your call, but then that'll be the end of it. You got to give them a reason to remember you. In my case, they know that I'm a retired firefighter, they know I'm a veteran, and they know that I'm also a talk radio show host. They know all of that when I call these people. So guess what? Maybe I don't get to talk to them all the time, but I guarantee I get to talk to somebody other than just a telephone operator. I've talked to a lot of their chiefs of staff from these other representatives in the area and other areas across the country. I actually talked to Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff. I actually talked to Chuck Schumer's chief of staff. And I told him, I said, do you realize by not paying, and I told him this yesterday, I said, do you realize by not paying the veterans that you have alienated 22 million veterans across the United States that are going to do everything in their power to get your guy, Senator Chuck Schumer, out of office, should he decide to run again, just because of this, they will remember this. And you should have heard the double talk I was getting from the chief of staff on that one. But you know something? At least they talked to me. At least they talked to me. So there you go. But you got to be creative. You can't just go, well, my name is Donnie Tufas, and I live in Seattle, and blah, 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 blah. No, you got to give them a reason to remember you. So you tell them you're a union plumber, or you tell them that you're a postal worker, or whatever. So they get it. And they got all these little categories where they do a little check mark and put you in there, and they remember you. All right, well, the weekend show, it's been fun. And by the way, coming up this Tuesday, if you want to come see me, have lunch with the captain, I'll be at Mission Barbecue again over on West Waters Avenue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, up there in the Town and Country section of Tampa, right off the end of the airport runway, exit 7 off the Veterans Expressway. It happens to be Waters Avenue. Go down past the first traffic light. We're in between the first and second light on the right. Big, great, big American flag out front. Can't miss it. And that's Mission Barbecue. Come have lunch with the captain. Enjoy one of their great meals they've got there, or one of their great sandwiches. And we set ourselves up right there in the middle table, the big long table. And we just filled the table up. And last week we had a full house, and it was very busy, and got to shake the hands of a lot of people, and look forward to seeing a whole bunch of people this week. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, I got to run. Everybody have a safe Gasparilla Day here around the Tampa Bay area. And all you folks up north where it's going to be freezing freaking cold, 40 minus 40 wind chill factors in a lot of those states I mentioned earlier, please be careful. All right, I'll see you all Monday morning, everybody. Have a great weekend. God bless America. And remember, it's all about we the people.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Attention firearms collectors and gun enthusiasts. The Gun Shoppy in Sarasota has just received a sizable estate collection of high-end and extremely rare pieces, including Colt, Luger, and Smith & Wesson. Do not wait, or you could miss out on the firearms opportunity of a lifetime. Go to the Gun Shoppy and take advantage today before this rare estate collection disappears. Do not wait. The Gun Shoppy in Sarasota, 4402 South Tamiami Trail, half a mile south of Trader Joe's.
Fake news hotline.
Just moved from Chicago. AC guy comes to the condo. Says he'll tune up the AC system, $29.99. Sounds too good to be true.
That's because it's fake news. You, my friend, are about to be upsold big time. And that $29.99 service call could cost you thousands.
Before you make an expensive mistake, Google Total Air Solutions or check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your